The summit sought to recognize the incredible strides made by women in law enforcement while reminding them that they are an embodiment of strength, resilience, and unwavering commitment to the safety of our citizens. However, Deputy Commissioner Calvin Brutus says the journey towards true inclusion is far from over, since women remain underrepresented in leadership positions within law enforcement agencies. According to Brutus, this not only hinders the potential of a talented pool of officers, but it also weakens the fabric of community trust and undermines the effectiveness of policing itself. In that regard, he said this issue requires a holistic approach, one that fosters inclusion from within law enforcement and builds bridges within the communities they serve. Brutus says, quote unquote, "Over the next few days, we will delve into critical topics that hold the key to unlocking the full potential of women in law enforcement. We will explore concrete strategies to dismantle unconscious bias in promotion processes. This includes implementing fair and transparent evaluation procedures, utilizing blind selection panels, and creating opportunities for targeted training programs focused on leadership development for women." Brutus added that there is a need to explore how technology can be utilized to empower women officers, streamline processes, and enhance overall safety. Quote unquote, "From utilizing body cameras and investigative software to exploring advancements in communication and data analysis, technology can become a powerful tool for women in law enforcement," he said. This summit was a collaboration between the Ghana Police Force, the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the Women's Chamber of Commerce. Reporting for NCN News, Saskia Warwick.